الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين الشافع المشفع يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الأخوة والأخوات لهذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات رمضان. Dear brothers and sisters, you're welcome to this new session of Ramadan. جاء في الحديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتاني جبريل فقال: يا محمد، من أدرك أحد والديه فمات فدخل النار فأبعده الله، قل آمين. قال: فقلت آمين. قال يا محمد، من أدرك شهر رمضان فمات ولم يغفر له فأدخل النار فأبعده الله، قل آمين. قال: فقلت آمين. قال يا محمد، فلم يصح. ومن ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي عليك فمات فدخل النار قلت آمين. هذا الحديث غير واحد من أهل الألباني، ذلك أوف الإمام الألباني عن أدب، in which he صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned these three things. الحديث الذي رواه ابن خزيمة وابن حبان وصححه الألباني رحمه الله في صحيح الترغيب، يقول صلى الله عليه جبري عيسى صلى الله عليه وسلم says in this hadith. This hadith was reported as you hear by many scholars from the Ibn Khuzaymah and Ibn Hibban أبو يعلى الموصلي، طبراني، أن البيهقي، أنا تذكر الباي الباني رحمه الله الجميع. ونس حديث يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم استرين أص جبريل came to him، وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتاني جبريل يعني بتلك الساعة، وإلا إتيانه ليس بمستغرب، إتيان جبريل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس بمستغرب، لأنه رسول رب العالمين من الملائكة إلى رسله من البشر. Saying Jibreel came to me is not something that is surprised, because Jibreel is the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم، messenger of Allah عز وجل، from amongst the angels to the messengers of Allah تعالى from amongst the mankind. ولكن قوله أتاني جبريل يعني بتلك اللحظة بهذا الخصوص، بهذا الخصوص الذي سيذكره. But he's saying جبريل came to me means at that time with this particular thing which he's going to mention in a while. فقال أي جبريل يا محمد، هذا النداء يا محمد كثيرا ما كان جبريل ينادي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم به، ولكن الله عز وجل منع المؤمنين من البشر أن ينادوا صلى الله عليه وسلم بهذا الاسم يا محمد. He's saying oh محمد، this is the way of calling from جبريل to Prophet محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah Ta'ala forbid for the believers to call the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم by this way يا محمد أو محمد. قال الله عز وجل ولا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا، دعاء يعني نداء. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said do not make the calling to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم the way you call each other. قال من أدرك أحد والديه فمات، أحد والديه فمات يعني هذا الولد مات أو أحد الوالدين مات، ما يكون هذا الولد مات أو أن أحد الوالدين المدرك على قيد الحياة قد مات. He says he who finds one of his parents alive and then died, then now here the word died either goes to the son or to this child, can be to this child or to the parent. Either that the child died or the parent died. ومقصوده وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فدخل النار يعني بعقوقه وعدم بره لوالديه، فلم يدعوان له بالجنة ولم يرضيا عنه فيرضى الله عنه. السين and he enters the fire means because of his disobedience to his parents and as being disgraceful to his parents. فأبعده الله لأن من دخل النار مبعد عن الله ومبعد عن الجنة كما قال عز وجل هم أنا مبعدون. أي سلم سيد أو ذات جبريل سلم سيد أنا الله pushed him away, distance him away, meaning from Allah and from the Jannah. As Allah Ta'ala said, those who are distanced far away from the Jannah. قال قل آمين. قال فقلت آمين. الداعي هو جبريل والمؤمن هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، فما ظنك بدعاء هذا حاله؟ لا شك أنه مقبول. The one who is calling is جبريل and the one who is affirming this call by saying آمين or Allah accept is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. So what do you think of this kind of obligation? I must be accepted. Because Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua of his Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and he loves him. And he loves Jibreel. وقد يكون هذا إخبار من جبريل عليه السلام. And it might be a news said by جبريل عليه السلام. قال قلت قال فقال يا محمد يسير او محمد من ادرك شهر رمضان فمات ولم يغفر له فدخل النار فابعده الله. قل امين. قال فقلت امين. ادرك شهر رمضان فمات ولم يغفر له، من الذي يغفر له في رمضان؟ يسير او محمد he the person who is present and alive during the time of Ramadan and Ramadan could not make him enter the Jannah, then he entered the fire, so Allah Ta'ala distanced him away. Say Ameen, he said Ameen. Who is the one that Ramadan does not guarantee the Jannah for? الذي لا يدخله رمضان الجنة هو الذي ما صامه أو صامه لغير احتساب لغير إيمان ولا احتساب، إنما صامه عادة أو صحة طبا. The person who does not benefit from Ramadan, Ramadan does not intercede for him to get to the Jannah, is the person who either did not fast it or did not fast as a worship but as a custom, as a habit, or as a way of medication. So he did not realize about Ramadan and the importance of Ramadan. قال في الحديث الصيام والقرآن يشفعان لصاحبهما. يقول القرآن والصيام يشفعان لصاحبهما. يقول القرآن يا ربي منعت النوم فشفعني به، ويقول الصيام يا ربي منعته الطعام والشهوة فشفعني به فيشفعان. The Quran says, as in the Hadith, Quran and fasting intercede for the one who practices them until they make him into the Jannah. The Quran stands and says, O Allah, O my Lord, I have prevented him sleeping at night, so let me intercede for him to enter the Jannah. And the fasting will say, O my Lord, I have prevented him from enjoying food and wine, so permit me to intercede for him, and then he will be permitted, and they will take him from his hands to the Jannah. فالذي صام رمضان عادة ما استفاد، person who fasts Ramadan as a custom and a habit, he did not benefit. والذي صام رمضان عن الطعام والشراب المباح ولم يصم عن المحرم ما استفاد. And the person who fasts Ramadan by abandoning the permissible lawful food and drinks and sexual enjoyment with wives, but he did not refrain away from the forbidden things, كالغيبتي, like the backbiting, والنميمتي, like surrendering, والغشي, like cheating and deception, والكذبي, like lying, وغير ذلك, and other than that. فما الحاجة أن يصوم؟ What is the benefit for him to fast? What is the need for him to fast? لأن الصوم المقصود به التقوى. Such fasting, the reason why it is made obligatory or optional is that the person gains the taqwa. والتقوى هي أن تجعل بينك وبين عذاب الله وقايا. And taqwa is to make between you and the punishment of Allah a barrier or a protector. فالصوم الذي لا يحقق به ثمار لا ينتفع منه صاحبه. So the fasting which does not fruit like this fruits, then the one who practices does not benefit. قال ومن ذكرت أي أنت يا محمد عنده فلم يصلي عليك اللهم صلي وسلم على نبينا محمد فمات فدخل النار فبعده الله قل آمين قال فقلت آمين. Said, and he, the one who the one whose your name mentioned before and he does not say salam and salam, he does not say salam and salam upon you, then he dies, then he enters the fire, then Allah Ta'ala distances him away from the pleasure. Say Ameen, the Prophet said Ameen. هذه ثلاث أمور. ثلاث أمور. فلا بد للمسلم أن يحتاط لنفسه ويجتنب هذه المساوئ. These are three things, and the Muslim must be with big precaution from falling into this. فنسأل الله عز وجل لمن يكرم أن يجعلنا وإياكم من المقبولين في صيامنا وقيامنا وطاعاتنا جميعا, وأن يوفقنا وإياكم إلى مزيد طاعات, أن يستعملنا وإياكم في طاعته, وأن يهنا وإياكم دخول جنته, وأن يجعلنا وإياكم من أهله وخاصته, والله تعالى أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد عليه وصحبه. إذا كان هناك أي سؤال يمكن أن يرفع الآن. إذا there is any question you can raise it now. Okay. Servant of Rahman says my husband, mother and father want to take my son with them overnight. His mother and father are not Muslim and do not like how we raise our children upon Islam. They said we should not push Islam on them. And now that my son is 3 years old, they want to take him to their home. My husband and I do not like for our son to go to the house without us because they play music and watch TV and go to church, etc. Should we allow him to go over to my husband's mother and father house without us? And if we don't let him go, is this a disobedience to them? Now you don't let him go, and this is not a disobedience to them. It is a disobedience to them. It is a disobedience to them, because they want the boy. They want you to let the boy go with them, but you don't allow him. So it is a disobedience. But this disobedience is not considered to be a sin. However, it is a reward, because they want him to a disobedient to Allah, and you protect him from that and keep him with the field of obedience of Allah. So don't let him go. Allah. Okay, this question was left for Mr. Day. Alright. Right. Next question, please. Next, please. Okay, Hassan says, what is the sunnah regarding praying after breaking the fast? Is it sunnah to pray first or eat meal first? Barakallah. La, the sunnah is to pray first. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to break the fast with three fruit states. If not three, would dates, if not some water, and then he goes pray, and then he returns back to take his meal or dinner or water. That is a sin. Now, Allah Akbar. Khawla, go ahead. Khawla says, what is on taking an interest-based loan from the government for completing university studies or for any other urgent need? This is not permissible. This is riba, and you are not allowed to take the riba. Try to find other means, except if there is either live or death. That is a different question. That's a different issue. But if it is lesser than live or death, then you don't go to it. Allah. Brother Somal, go ahead. Right, Muawiyah, go ahead. My miswak when brushing my teeth. Yes, you can, but you be careful not to. If you do not swear, if you spit it out, then inshallah, no problem with that. And if you have siwak, you have miswak, which is the tooth stick. In this paste, you just use the tooth stick paste. But if you wish to use toothpaste with a brush, then of the toothpaste or water. These are going to be last two questions. Well, Umm Aya, go ahead. Everybody, go ahead. No sound? Yeah. Right. We'll take this last question, inshallah. Okay. Umm Aya said, okay, Hassan ibn Muhammad. Send your question and this will be last for Hassan. Right. Umm Aya, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. What is the time for the two sunnah and the adhan to some minutes after the fajr is entered? Then no problem, because the important thing is the time of the fajr enter. And the adhan should be only right now. Also, it's recommended for women to pray in jama'ah or alone. It is better for her to pray in jama'ah. She is allowed to pray in jama'ah. It is allowed for her to pray in jama'ah in the masjid. And if they take a jama'ah for them as women and yani take one man imam, pray behind. But it would be also good. I have two questions, please. What should one pray behind do? Remain silent or recite along with the imam. And to show that you don't recite, you should keep silent only and listen carefully, as Allah Ta'ala said, فَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Whenever the Quran is recited, then you listen to it carefully so that you may be blessed with mercy, or given mercy. Second question, what is the ruling on adhan and iqama for women praying in congregation? Adhan is not obligatory upon the woman, but the iqama is sunnah for men and women to call for the salah, because the adhan is the right of time and the iqama is the right of the prayer. Meaning, the adhan is the declaration that the time of the prayer enters. The iqama and a person there to stand up and join the prayer. So iqama, no problem for women, for ladies, but the adhan is not obligatory upon them, because the adhan means to declare it loudly out and utter it out for people to hear and know that this is the time. And this is not for the woman, it is only for men. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Hassan, go ahead. This will be the last question, inshallah. Hassan says,
Is it better to pray Taraweeh at a far masjid that finishes the Quran, or pray at home, at one that is closer to where you live but recite short surahs? Short ayah. Better to pray at the masjid next to you, as the Prophet said in the hadith, where he commanded not to follow the masajid for a better recitation or better voice. But you advise the imam to recite a bit longer, if he does not want, or the jama'ah there do not want to pray longer, then that is okay, inshallah, and no problem, because it's anyway optional prayer. But if you pray behind your imam of the masjid next to you, you'll be given the reward of standing the whole full night. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.